It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine.
And at least it's warmed up a bit, but get ready for a lot of rain. You gotta love it if you live here in the Northwest. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Professor Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're gonna talk today about how our recent cold snap helped California's drought, at least a little bit. First, Cliff, let's hear about the weather here. What's your forecast, rain or shine?
Well, a lot of rain, but a little bit of shine. We've gone through the big transition. We've had cold air that's been positioned over us for days. In the West, it is out. We've now gone into the 40s. We'll be up around 50 today. In fact, the whole weekend, we'll get up to about 50. All the snow and ice in the West are melting, and the rain is back. So today, we have a weak warm front coming through, and that's bringing rain right now in Western Washington and Oregon. It's going to rain at least into the afternoon, and then it's going to start drying out a little bit. It'll be cloudy, maybe a few sprinkles, but nothing too terrible. Highs around 50. Then another Pacific front comes through tonight and Saturday morning early. So the rain is going to pick up again, and it's going to rain overnight and then in tomorrow morning till around 10 o'clock to noon. And then in the afternoon, the front will move past, and we might even see a few cloud sun breaks. The precipitation will back off. So not a bad afternoon. Highs around 50. And then it looks like Sunday is going to be the best day. There's going to be no front at all. It'll probably be partly cloudy and highs in the low 50s. So a really nice day on Sunday. So that's the day to do things outside. And then another series of disturbances will come through next week. One thing I should point out is that there's still some residual cold air in eastern Washington, and that is sneaking through the passes. And as the rain from the west falls into this cold air, it's becoming super cooled, and we're getting some freezing rain in the passes. So if you're driving through Snoqualmie or Stevens, that's something you have to worry about today. But that cold air in eastern Washington will dissipate over the next few days, and so all the cold air will be gone by the time we get to tomorrow morning.
And speaking of cold, our cold snap here in the Northwest seems to be directly related to rain in California. On your blog, you call this a grand exchange. Is it really such a direct relationship, Cliff?
Well, in this case, it was. When we get really cold air moving in, high pressure and cold air, that basically pushes the jet stream, the conduit of storms and fronts, south into California, and that's what happened. So, we dried out completely, but all the major action, the moisture, the fronts, the storms, they plowed into California, and they've gotten substantial amount of precipitation. This is the best storm they've had in at least a year. We're talking about in San Francisco, 2 to 5 inches down in the lowlands in San Francisco, up in the Sierra, they've had 3 to 10 inches of liquid water, and some of that fell in snow in the high Sierras. So this is a major positive for California. But one thing I want to stress is this is just a drop in the bucket. They need about 8 or 10 of these storms to bring them back to normal. And they are that far back. This is one of the great droughts of all time in California. It's a real major event. And it's going to take a large number of storms to really turn this around, to make it normal again. But still, this is very good.
Yeah, I mean, their drought has been going on for years. So it's going to take some time to catch up. But back to that relationship, now that it's raining here again, does that mean it will dry out in California again?
Well, it looks like next week they will start drying out. So we're in a transition right now as the storms come through. But, we're going to get wetter next week. In fact, by the end of next week, we'll get quite wet. And at the same time, they will dry out. So, we will see that kind of relationship. One thing I want to mention is that, this will be a weak El Nino year. And these years are years that California tends to do better. And I'm hopeful that we'll get situations that we often see the El Nino years where the jet stream splits. Part of it goes up into Alaska, part of it goes into California. So that's what we're looking for, the establishment of the El Nino pattern that'll bring them some more sustained precipitation.
So again, warmer and drier for us means wetter for them, and that's good.
Or cold and dry for us often means wetter for them. Warm and dry for us can mean wetter for them. What we don't want is the jet stream to be right over us, because when we're in the conduit of storms, they're not going to be.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.